Fatima, where heaven and earth have met. Since the day our Blessed Mother visited her cousin Elizabeth, she has never stopped visiting her people and care for them in time of need, reminding them of the gospel of her son. This happened in Guadalupe, Mexico, and then in Lourdes, France. Let us now hear what was the purpose and message of her visitation in Fatima on every 13th of the month from May to October in 1917. Here now is the director of Radio Maria Canada, Father George Amaro.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. We are still speaking about the apparitions before Fatima, and of course, those two that I was meant to talk about, this Guadalupe, we have just finished it, and then we are going to speak about Lourdes, that happened not long before Fatima. It was in the 1858. Our Lady of Lourdes, that is the way it is called now, appeared to a 14-year-old peasant girl from Lourdes called Bernadette. And Bernadette was visited 18 times by the Blessed Virgin Mary. And of course, Bernadette did not tell her mother, but Toinette, her sister, did tell her mother that Bernadette had seen a beautiful lady. It reminds me of Fatima, the three, Jacinta, Francesco, and Lucia. They have seen the Blessed Virgin Mary, and Lucia already had problems with prayers, with other visions, told Jacinta not to tell anybody. But Jacinta was so pleased, and she was repeating again and again and again, "What a beautiful lady, what a beautiful lady." And she was jumping and dancing, and she couldn't contain the secret. And of course, she told her mother that they had seen a beautiful lady. Same happened with Bernadette, would be able to keep the secret, but not Toinette. And so the thing started to be known. That's the way it is. There is always, and they sooner or later, these apparitions, they happen in secret, but they are to be known afterwards. It reminds us of the gospel. What I tell you in secret, you should proclaim it from the rooftops and proclaim it to all. So Bernadette's mother's questioner in disbelief, Bernadette answered her mother's question, saying that indeed she had seen a beautiful lady in the cave of Massaviel. That day was 11 February, 1858. So what happened that day? Bernadette, around 11 o'clock, Bernadette and her sister Toinette and their friend Jeanne Abadie, they went to gather firewood around Massaviel. Having arrived at the mill, they were very poor, Bernadette's family, but they had a meal, and so they had some sort of sustenance, that the meal was their sustenance. But they were still very poor. They came to the woods, they came to the river, the river is still there, just in front of the site of the apparitions. They realized that they could not go further. Bernadette's sister and friend prepared to cross the water. Soon Bernadette was left alone on the other side. So Bernadette decided to try to cross the water without taking her stockings off. But she realized it was not possible, so she sat down. And whilst she was taking her stockings off, she heard a noise and looked towards the grotto. Bernadette raised her head to look at the grotto again, and after hearing the noise for a second time, she saw a lady dressed in white with a blue sash and a yellow rose in each foot. The blue sash is always the traditional way we represent Our Lady of Lourdes, the blue being the color of Our Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Conception. Bernadette took out her rosary and wanted to make the sign of the cross, but was unable to do that, and her hand was trembling. The lady she was seeing made the sign of the cross herself, and the second time Bernadette managed to repeat the same actions of the lady to do the sign of the cross. And Bernadette recited the rosary, and when the prayer was ended, suddenly the lady vanished. On realizing that she alone had seen the apparition, she told the sister and the friend not to tell anyone, but as I said, Toinette could not resist to keep the secret, like Jacinta in Fatima. And the second apparition is on the 14th of February. The first was on the 11th of February, and so days later comes this apparition. Why this? You see, in Fatima, you see every 13th of the month. Every 13th of the month, so it was a date. The three little shepherds had a date with Our Blessed Mother. So every 13th of the month. And so it was a real date, because the day was the 13th of each month. And the hour was midday of each day. So it was always at midday, and Our Blessed Mother was always very punctual. She never arrived late or early. She arrived at the time. The day was always the same, and the hour was always the same. Here is different, so it's not in common with Fatima. Here, somehow, you see, the first apparition was on the 11th, and there is no mention of the Blessed Mother saying, come here 15 times, and the Blessed Mother never reveals either the date or the hour. But interestingly, Bernadette feels inside herself, feels the call to go to the grotto. And when she doesn't feel the call, she doesn't go. So she only goes when she is feeling the call. So that's why we have the first apparition on the 11th and the second on the 14th, so 3 days after. Okay, so in this apparition, prior to the apparition, Bernadette was still very unsure that this could be works of the devil. The same thought was arose in about Fatima, so she took water with her. She took water, holy water, with her from the parish, and when she saw Our Lady, she sprinkled holy water on her, and Our Lady just smiled. That must have been a very interesting smile. But Bernadette was immobile. Her eyes were fixed in the grotto, And she started to say the rosary. Of course, this immobility, is a trance, is an ecstasy, and that is also common with all apparitions. The person that is perceiving, that is being agraciated with the apparition, becomes that way, in ecstasy. Now, the third apparition, Bernadette did not return to the grotto again. So this third apparition is on the 18. Bernadette did not return to the grotto until she felt the call inside herself. So she did not go on the 15, on the 16, and not even on the 17. And when she did go on the 18, she was already accompanied by other people. That's what we also see in Fatima. These apparitions are somehow private because only the seers see, but there is always public. There is always public in these apparitions. There is always people in these apparitions, and these people go in crescendo. They started to be just a few people, and then they go up to the hundreds and the thousands, as it happened in Fatima, the last apparition, 70,000 people were there. So this the secret was traveling around. As you know, when things that are secret, they travel faster than what is widely known. And so villagers were coming. For the first time in 18 February, the lady spoke to Bernadette. Bernadette took the to the grotto. She already, as in the prior apparition, she took the holy water. This time, she somehow was convinced it was not the works of the devil. She did not take the holy water again, as the answer to the holy water, as we know, it was the smile from our Blessed Mother, so as to say, you know, she understood the reason for the Blessed Water. She smiled. Of course, she did not need any Blessed Water, Our Lady. But this time she brings paper and a pen. She's going to ask the lady a name. She's going to ask it many times, but as you know, only close to the end, our Blessed Mother revealed her name. And her name is connected with the reason of the apparition, as it is at least my position. We were saying about the third apparition that Bernadette took a pen and paper to ask the name of the Blessed Mother, and she did not get the name, as I said, and for a while she did not get it. But our Blessed Mother asked her, would you be so kind, would you be kind enough to come here for 15 days? And it's so nice the way she asked it. Of course, I must tell you that our Blessed Mother is speaking not French, is speaking a French dialect, the dialect that was spoken in that zone that we are, you know, where we are in the Pyrenees, not in the Alps. The Pyrenees are the mountains that divide France from Spain. And so the lady told her in a very nice mood, if she would come for 15 days. Bernadette agreed, and the lady also told Bernadette that she could not promise to make her happy in this world, but indeed she would be happy in the world to come. And that's how it is for some of us, won't be happy in this world, but the happiness in the next world, that's guaranteed. And we go for the fourth apparition that happens the day after. Now we have some apparitions now that are coming one after another, so which is the 19th of February, and that the first one that is connected with candles. Candles are since this time even in Fatima, although we don't have that this tradition, but you know, candles are connected with pilgrimages and with offerings, especially to our Blessed Mother. And that tradition comes from Lourdes. We have candles in Fatima too, but there is no such tradition, as candles are not part of the pilgrimage. They are not part of the apparition. But in Lourdes, yes, the candle is part of the apparition. And we will see in one of the last apparitions that there was also a miracle connected with a burning candle. This time she comes with her mother and aunt, and around 10 people are holding a candle for protection. Bernadette said that the lady asked her to leave the candles there at the grotto. And that those candles, you can see them still, because that's the tradition to have candles that are always lighting up in front of our Blessed Mother in their statue in the Grotto of Massaviel. And now with the fifth apparition, it happens on the following day, 20 February, and there is silence in here. In this apparition, around 30 people were present. As you see, the people goes in crescendo. Same happened in Fatima. And for those who believe, there is something that they witness. They see the seers in trance, in ecstasy. Even if they want to interact with them, they will not interact with you. So they see this ecstasy. But in Fatima, there are testimonies of people that always around midday, the sun would go not be seen, would be darkened, and there would be always the temperature would go down considerably. So there were these signs, and there was always a wind from the east. There was always a wind from the east. Those signs, many people saw them just before the apparition starts, which starts always at 12 o'clock sharp. Our Blessed Mother in Fatima taught us, for me, I say this well laughing, but our Blessed Mother in Fatima taught us one thing. Punctuality. Punctuality is important. Those who are not punctual, for me, is they are not respectful of other people. It's probably they think that their time is more important than some other people's time. We have this tradition that important people arrive late. And that's probably a way of saying, I am important. Don't be like that. Be punctual. Be punctual. Don't have anybody waiting for you. So in the fifth apparition, we have lots of people there. There is nothing much about to be said about this apparition. There is silence from the Blessed Virgin Mary. Bernadette later said that the lady had taught her a prayer, a new prayer, which she said recited every day of her life. The prayer was never repeated or wrote down to anyone. People assumed that Bernadette's lady was the Blessed Virgin Mary for the first time. Now we see prayers also in Fatima, but these prayers are always revealed. Now there is a prayer in Lourdes, but is not revealed. Bernadette does not reveal it. So the prayer was just for private use, for Bernadette use, and so she did not reveal it to anybody. Now we come to the 21st of February. It was the first Sunday of Lent. The apparition took place on the early hours of the morning. You see, it's Bernadette that feels the call to go about the day and the hour. And so this time was the early hour of the morning, not around midday, as others we have seen. And a large people of 100 people were there. The police was there too, and the judge was also there, Dominique Jacomet, and he interrogated Bernadette. And of course, they come to the easiest conclusion that there is nothing here that is supernatural, and so this Bernadette is lying and is making all this fuss. And the father of Bernadette, François Soubirous, had almost to swear to Dominique Jacomet that my daughter will no longer come to the grotto. But of course, that's not for you to promise. And Bernadette had promised. The lady to come for 15 days. Now we go to the seventh apparition that happens on the 23rd of February. And in here we have a secret. Now we are, common things in apparitions are secrets. We have three secrets in Fatima. Two of them, they are revealed. And the third one was revealed in the late years of Lucia. But here the secret is never revealed. The secret is about the personal life of Bernadette, and that's probably the reason why Bernadette never revealed the secret, because it entitles only her. As we see in the prayer, she never revealed it, and this secret that is about her, she's not going to reveal it. That is something uncommon with Fatima, because even the things that are personal about the lives of the three seers, they reveal them. The Blessed Mother told them that when they asked, when Lucia asked if she would go to heaven, and our Blessed Mother said yes. And what about Francisco and Jacinta? Yes, they too will go to heaven. But Francisco has to pray lots of rosaries to go to heaven. But a day later, the Blessed Mother told them that Francisco and Jacinta soon will be taken up to heaven, but Lucia would have to stay for a long, long time, and indeed was a long, long time. She died at 90-something of age on the year John Paul II, whom I think is the fourth shepherd that year he died too. So, and then we go to the eighth apparition. In the eighth apparition, Our Lady repeats also this leitmotif of many Marian apparitions: penance, penance, penance. Do penance and pray for the conversion of sinners, for your own conversion and the conversion of sinners. This is almost common in all apparitions, and this also matches with the gospel and proves that the apparitions are indeed coinciding with the gospel. The fact that the gospel also starts with Jesus saying convert and do penance, because the kingdom of God is at hand. And we go for the ninth apparition. In the ninth apparition, we have already 300 people. This ninth apparition is, we could call it, the spring apparition, because it is Our Blessed Mother tells Bernadette to go and drink. And of course, there is a river there, and so Bernadette was going to the river to drink. But Our Lady called her back, not in the river, here at the grotto, drink here from the grotto. But she was confused, because in the grotto there was no spring of water. But believing what the lady was telling her, well, she started digging with her hands, and also eating bitter herbs, which remind us of the bitter herbs that the Jews eat during the Passover meal. And as she was digging, the water came out. And this is indeed the water that makes Lourdes very famous, the water that has healed many people, that has performed many miracles. And I know people, they had a miracle in their lives because they bathed in those waters. Either you bath on those waters or you drink from those waters. And if you have faith enough, whatever you ask, it will be granted to you. Lourdes is not like Fatima. Fatima is connected with faith, but Lourdes is connected with healing. And these waters are the ex libris of Lourdes. Today, if you go in a pilgrimage to Lourdes, that's when you can bath in these waters that come from the grotto. The spring, this is one of the miracles of Lourdes. The spring was not there. The spring was dug by Bernadette. And interestingly enough, this is the ninth apparition. At the 9 hour, Jesus died. And after that, water came from his chest and blood. So water comes out of the earth and is a healing water. And it remains forever till now, the ex libris of the apparition of Lourdes. And we go to the 10th apparition, since the 9th apparition was so much important. In the 10th apparition, nothing goes on. The Blessed Virgin Mary appears, but in silence, and Bernadette drinks from the water of the well, the spring that she has dug.
You have been listening to Fatima, Where Heaven and Earth Have Met, with Father George Amaro. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that this program is an encouragement to you. Please join us here on Radio Maria Canada, where Father George Amaro will continue his teaching about our Blessed Mother and the significance of Fatima.